Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys at the Buffalo Happy Hour. What you doing, bro?
We're recording?
Hell yeah, we are, bro.
Welcome back! Welcome back!
What's going on, Mike?
We're gonna start drinking. I don't know what else is gonna happen, but we're gonna drink and we're gonna go from there. But we're opening a signed bottle from a member of the Beam family, and we're going to drink some Yellowstone. But first, this episode is brought to you by Addie's, which is a family-owned and operated liquor store. They're next to Wegmans, up the street from Neat, located on Transit Road in Billville, a.k.a. Williamsville, and they have an app you can download on the Apple App Store and the Google Playground Play Store, in which you can search all of their inventory. They have an in-house wine sommelier and knowledgeable staff, and they can ship booze right to your door if you are in the great state of New York for liquor. If it's wine, well, you can do whatever you want because it's wine. But we have Yellowstone on for this Wednesday Whiskey Review. We did interview them, so feel free to go on our channel and watch that interview. We did also do at Addie's in their back tasting room. But this is the single malt, yeah?
Yeah,
so very excited about this. We have had it before, but it has been a long while. But the American single malt is the next big thing because wheated bourbon already kind of came and passed. So I'm excited to dive into this one. All the while, we're filling out a dram diary. Derek, do you want to touch on that?
From our boy Greg, Etsy shop.
Greg,
go check him out. They got these little dram diaries that kind of really ask all the information that you need to know when you're evaluating a whiskey, which is what we do day in and day out. He put these in these cool little binders for us. You losers can't get it. But the actual inserts you can. So go check it out. You can order it. You can order your own damn binder and not get one of these cool little blue BHH leather ones. If you want one of the BHH leather ones, let us know. Maybe we'll autograph them and send them out.
Or something out.
We'll see. We'll see what's going on. Just hanging out. So yeah, this is American Single Malt currently. The TTB still has not defined what an American single malt is.
Well,
which is wild.
Very, but what is this hot? Is it not hot?
It's room temperature. Or what do you mean hot and not? Like, is
proof.
Oh, yeah, it's 108. Can I get there first, bruh?
No.
So American single malt currently is not defined by the TTB yet. So there's no regulate. I mean, there's some understood regulations behind what makes an American single malt. Obviously, it has to be made in America. There's no age limit defined by it yet, but it has to be made in America, has to be made with a single malt, obviously, or a malted barley, and we're just going to hang out, probably from one distillery. Mike's doing my little hand gestures, but that's just what I do.
You're so Italian.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. So, yeah, American single malt from Yellowstone. It is 108 proof, 54% alcohol. Comes in at $49.99 at the old Eddie's Fine Wine and Spritz. Comes from Indiana. So Yellowstone, their parent company, is called the Limestone Branch Distillery. And for this specific product, they're sourcing a lot of the whiskey from Indiana. So they don't disclose the distilleries that they're actually getting it from. But this is in no relation to Jim Beam. The guy actually does have a relation with Jim Beam. He's his cousin, but the Limestone Branch Distillery and Jim Beam Distillery are not related whatsoever. So there's no intermingling of spirits between the two. So it's kind of a cool little brother, let's compete to see who makes better whiskey. And I kind of think Limestone's kind of doing pretty good. So, American Single Malt, label brand, what do you got?
Well, I like their bottle shape. I like their label. I like that the bottle is etched with additional information. This one is pretty bougie. As you can see there, it is signed, addressed to us, which is dope, but...
Addressed to moi. Says Derek on it.
I definitely would rate this a... and real cork.
And real cork.
I mean, a check check.
I kind of... This might be a hot take, but I kind of like the low profile top of the cork. Sometimes you get, like, massive ones, and it's like, all right, we're not playing hockey here.
Well, that's a tequila move, you know? Yeah.
So, like, is this... This kind of looks a little synthetic. Looks synthetic like it's made to look real. But anyway, I like the low-profile top of the cork. I don't know. It just makes it look fancy. So, what, a check?
A check check.
A check. I didn't know we were going that high.
A check check, bro. You agree?
I agree.
Thank you. What is this, amateur hour?
All right, so this is technically aged 4 years, even though this is a no-age statement. They do say that it is a four-year product. It is coming in at a relatively golden color, I would say. Almost more on the copper side, but not quite copper. It's still pretty gold.
I'm marking both in my Dram Diary. Also, thank you again, Greg. For the clarity...
Clear.
It is definitely clear. It's not hazy by any means.
It smells good. So nose, what do you got on the nose?
Oh, you switched Glencairn's on me.
Sure did.
Wow, sneaky, sneaky.
I'm a snake. What? You don't remember that?
I do.
Hell, you better.
2011 YouTube. Yeah, you can't really forget much.
He posted on YouTube. He's like, I don't know who this guy is, but it was actually
him. He's like 45 now.
that's just so going to live out of them forever. So this is very grassy.
It's grain heavy. I was just about to say that. Grassy is a good way to put it. Back in the day when we first started doing whiskey reviews, we almost mistakenly called it rubber.
No.
You know what I mean?
Those are two different.
I'm still getting that here, but it's definitely rubber? Grassy.
Well, I think you can also get rubber, too.
I'm blending that line, you know?
I don't know, you hopped fences or jumped fences or played bullseye.
I'm pretty straight.
Let's be real. Very grassy, but you're also getting the, like, deep honey, vanilla, and almost a little bit of, like, a peach.
I'm going fig. I'm not going peach here.
Really?
I'm getting, like, a deep-rooted fig.
A deep-rooted fig?
Yeah, deep-rooted fig.
A deep-rooted fig? I'm getting peach.
Vanilla peach, honey. Vanilla extract.
Nose?
Or just vanilla?
Just vanilla. Nose, okay. I'm going to kind of go B+. Nothing's hitting home. Nothing's punching me to say, wow.
I'm not a B+.
But I'm not turned off by it. It's just, it's kind of just like, it's cool.
Good. I'm a B here.
You're a B? I'm a B. Okay. I agree.
You're going to drop down to a B?
Sure, I'll drop down to a B for you.
Okay. We'll drop down to a B.
All right.
Initial taste.
Palate action. You get that first initial bit of grass again as soon as it touches your tongue.
I think this
is actually very sweet and very light.
It's a malt, baby.
Yeah. It's all barrels. The first initial bit is very grassy, very kind of wet, damp grass, almost like you're literally walking in a field of wet barley.
Do you think this is a really hot 108?
I told you it's room temperature. I think it's pretty standard.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm not getting a burn.
I think it's a hot 108. Yeah.
The first sip I did, I kind of got a little esophageal stuff going on.
Right,
but that's because I haven't really drank a hot whiskey in a while. I've been in that Islo range.
You've been murdering scotch.
Of course.
That's fair.
Rightfully so.
It is fall here in Buffalo. It's technically October 28th at time of recording. The only reason I say that is because the number follows me everywhere. Sure. Put up 28. But
the real reason I told you to come.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Here today.
That's right. But I feel like this is a hotter 108 than normal. I mean, dude, we've had 130s that were like, this doesn't make sense for a one. Yeah. It was like, it was 126 to 130 range. And it drank like a 90.
Yeah.
So this to me is a hot 108. It's good though. I don't really want to, I would not put this over ice.
No, God no. What, some things that I've found out about single malts, especially American single malts, obviously that are made here, is that you can really tell a distillery that is normally known for their bourbon, but make a single malt because you get a lot of heavy vanilla and bourbon influence in your single malt. If you have a single malt from another country, or maybe even a distillery stateside that doesn't necessarily specialize in bourbon, like the one from Washington, right? Westland or something like that, Westward, they don't specialize really in a bourbon per se, and their single malts don't taste like a bourbon. Whereas this single malt has that grassy maltiness, but that after note is very bourbon influenced.
So we're on the initial taste, and I was breaking down the distinct difference here between the initial taste and the finish, or what we call the any note, because this single malt is, to me, you're getting the grain up front, backed by vanilla and the wood of the cask.
Yeah.
The finish is different, and I'll touch on that when we get there. But to me, the upfront blast of this is, hey, this isn't your normal status quo, because their straight bourbon is amazing, just being honest. And I feel like this is I just feel like it's formally arriving in the initial taste. It's not hiding anything, yeah, which I like. My rating for the initial taste is a minus.
Yeah, I'd probably say B plus. I'm reading the back of this while you were talking, and it says that this is 100% malted barley, aged in a new charred American oak barrel. So that's why you're getting such that heavy bourbon influence.
Yeah.
Which is going to be interesting when the TTP comes out with the requirements. So they're going to make it a requirement that American single malt has to be aged in new charred American oak.
Right.
Or if they'll leave the wood out of it. Yeah. And it can be a secondary cask. Because that'd be really interesting. And I feel like that would be a game changer. Because if they require it to be new charred American oak, I don't think it's going to be that big of a movement as it should be. Because it's going to taste like a 51% bourbon. 51% corn bourbon.
Which I hope, yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. It depends on that barley.
But if you're still aging it in a new charred American oak, it's going to taste mostly like a very, very weak bourbon. Like this, I like this. This is really good, but it tastes like a very weak bourbon to me.
Well, the other element that we have to consider, too, is the char.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially if they're aging it for around 4 years, it really is going to dictate what they're pulling out of that cask. Mm-hmm. But that char level is going to be huge because that's going to influence a lot of the juice. So you were slightly below me on the initial taste. Yeah. Do you want to go
A, just solid A?
Do you want to, or we can go, because I can, I'll meet you halfway. What if we go
B plus plus?
No, I was going to go B check minus.
All right.
That's a complete compromise right there.
B check minus. Yeah. All right. Yeah, sounds good. I feel like we've gotten so many new viewers that have no idea what our rating scale is, and I'm fine just to leave it out there. Like, you just gotta have to figure it out. Go back in old episodes and just go back to episode one. Please don't. But just go back and try to figure it out.
I love it.
Yeah, it's wild.
So, ending note. We have, for me, I'm picking up a lot of honey, and then I'm getting the oak sugar, a.k.a. wood sugar, which is what I've referenced before in previous whiskey reviews. Sorry. I'm, this way. No, it's, they're a mirror, so I want it, we're going backwards, which is to the left, but they're a mirror, and I'm overthinking it, I'm tired. Anyways, That's what I'm getting on the ending note. I'm getting the honey and the wood sugar out of the cask, which, to me, really makes that 108 proof rounded out and more enjoyable because there's really no burn here or hug. It's super, it's a very, very high hug. I'm not feeling it in my chest. Yeah. There's nothing, there's no like indigestion in my stomach. This is a great, well-rounded distilled product.
Are you getting like those light white almost raisins? Like those yellow raisins? Have you ever had those?
White raisins?
Like the yellow raisins. You know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've never had a yellow raisin before?
No.
I mean, I don't even know if they're called yellow raisins.
The only time I've straight up eaten and consumed raisins is when they come in that little paper box and you open them and you have like six in a box when you're a kid.
You've never had raisins outside of that.
Correct. No.
What the hell's wrong with you? They're sultanas. Sultana raisins. You've never had these before? You've never had raisins outside of the little small boxes that you got in school?
Are those a part of charcuterie boards?
They could be. They're raisins, dude.
I don't eat raisins, dude.
Dude, I have raisins like every other day.
Where?
In little snack packs.
You go to the grocery store and you're like, I'm buying raisins, I'm low on raisins. Is that a normal self-talk conversation?
The woman always goes to the grocery store, right, Butker? Second of all, we get these little snack packs that are half side is like little chunks of pepper jack cheese, and the other side is a mix of peanuts and raisins.
Listen, friend, the only snack pack I eat is a goddamn Jello, okay?
Anywho,
no, I don't eat raisins.
Well, then you probably won't pick this up. So if anyone else has had this product, if you've ever gotten that like yellow raisin note, that's kind of what I'm getting on the back end. Is it's kind of just like a very sweet saltiness, almost kind of like a grape, because obviously raisins are dried. Have you ever had grapes? They're almost kind of like dried grapes. But I'm kind of getting that a little bit on the back
end. And he waddled away.
So ending note, I'm going to go, I like the ending note the best. So I'm probably going to go A check here.
I agree. I have to add raisins to my
Dram
diary. Sultans. They sound like something that came from a country that lost the war. So, final rating, and then we'll talk about if this is a part of our collection. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Derek.
There you go.
You are so demanding today. On camera, off camera, it doesn't matter. You just treat me the certain way. Derek, give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1. 90. 86.
Oh, 87.5.
Nope.
Come on. 88?
There you go.
There it is.
Let's go, dude.
Let's go, dude.
I mean, it's not bad.
All right, so now would you have this in your collection?
For 50 bones, yeah.
I agree.
For 50 bones, yeah. I think that as soon as you get, like, this comes in MSRP $49.99. So obviously, after tax, in Biden's America, you're looking at more like...
He's chilling on a beach.
We don't know whose America it is. You're going to be over 50 bucks after tax, obviously.
Well, in New York State, yeah.
So, as soon as you get towards,
That's a useless fact. What? I'll talk about it later.
Anything MSRP that is over 50 for this, I would... 50 is the top end of this budget. I think 50 is a good price. If you get up to that 55, 60, I'm not in it.
So 55, 60 is where you draw the line.
Yeah, I think 50 is the absolute
top. Never.
Yeah.
So, I would, after tax, I would not surpass 65. If this was 55 on the shelf, I'd still buy it.
Yeah. It'd be close for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a decent
product.
It's
an American single malt.
And it's signed by the man himself, which is kind of cool.
Keeping the bottle forever.
Yep. So it's cool. Good review. American single malt from Yellowstone, or from the Limestone Branch Distillery called Yellowstone on the bottle.
AKA Yellowstone.
Not related to the show or Jim Beam, but you can tell your friends whatever you want. And yeah, that's the review for today's. Yeah! So thank you all for tuning in to today's Winter Risk review of Yellowstone Single Malt, American Single Malt. If you did drink this with us, we really appreciate it. And we always say, please drink responsibly, be good for you, and
do not litter.